Well, it's my privilege to welcome you here to our Bible study in the book of Zephaniah. And let's look to the Lord and ask Him to guide us. Heavenly Father, we thank You and bless You today for Your faithfulness to us, for Your goodness to us. We thank You and bless You for being the God of the universe, the Lord of the universe, the King of the universe. There is no other God besides You. The Bible tells us, You said, I am the Lord. There is no other God besides Me. And Lord, You have revealed Yourself to us in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You for sending Him to this earth to be the exact representation of Your nature and the radiance of Your glory. Thank You, Lord, for giving us that glimpse of who You are in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank You today for the privilege of looking into Your Word, and I pray that Your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, will guide and direct me in this time as we look into Your Word, as we do something unique today. I pray that Your Holy Spirit will guide and direct from start to finish. And I pray that our hearts will be touched by the power of Your Spirit living on the inside of us. And Lord, I pray all these things in the precious and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, Amen. Well, having recently completed our verse-by-verse expositional study of the prophetic book of Zephaniah, one important thing remains to be done before we begin a new series of the preaching and proclamation of the precious and powerful Word of God here in Boulder, which has been my base for some time. The one important thing that remains to be done is the recital of the whole book of Zephaniah from chapter 1, verse 1, to chapter 3, verse 20. This is a personal challenge to me as I continue to cooperate with the Holy Spirit living on the inside of me to do His divine work of conforming me more into the glorious likeness of the Lord, of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as well as growing in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Redeemer. I trust that with the assistance of the Holy Spirit, who Himself personally inspired the prophetic message in the book of Zephaniah, I will truthfully recite it to the honor and glory of God. So, will you please listen carefully and attentively as I recite Zephaniah chapters 1 to 3 from the updated New American Standard Bible, which is the most literal translation of the Bible into our English language. So if you are ready, join with me as I recite the whole book of Zephaniah. The Bible says in Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 1, "The word of the Lord which came to Zephaniah, son of Cushi, son of Gedaliah, son of Amariah, son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, son of Amon, king of Judah. I will completely remove all things from the face of the earth. I will remove man and beast, and the birds of the sky, and the fish of the sea. And I will cut off man and the ruins along with the wicked. And I will cut off man from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. So I will stretch up my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I'll cut off the remnant of Baal from this place and the names of the adulterous priests along with the priests. And the names of the adulterous priests along with the priests and those who bowed down on the housetops to the host of heaven, and those who bowed down and swore to the Lord and yet swear by Malcolm, and those who have turned back from following the Lord, and those who have not sought the Lord or inquired of him. Be silent before the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is near. For the Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated his guests. Then it will come about on the day of the Lord's sacrifice that I will punish the princes, the king's sons, and all who clothe themselves with foreign garments. And I will punish on that day all who leap on the temple threshold, who fill the house of their Lord with violence and deceit. On that day, declares the Lord, there will be the sound of a cry from the fish gate, a wail from the second quarter, and a loud crash from the hills. Wail, O inhabitants of the mortar, for all the people of Canaan will be silenced. All who weigh out silver will be cut off. It will come about at that time that I will set Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men who are stagnant in spirit, who say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good or evil. Moreover, their wealth will become plunder, and their houses desolate. Yes, they will build houses but not inhabit them, and plant vineyards but not drink their wine. Zephaniah chapter 1. I told you we are reciting Zephaniah chapter 1 to chapter 3. So you open that book and you read it. You go along with me. So I was in. So I'll punish the men. They will build houses and not inhabit them, and plant vineyards but not drink their wine. Now we go on to, I believe, verse 14. Says, near is the great day of the Lord, near and coming very quickly. Listen, the day of the Lord, in it the warrior cries out bitterly. A day of wrath is that day, a day of trouble and distress, a day of destruction and desolation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet and battle cry against the fortified cities and the high corner towers. I will bring distress on men, so that they will walk like the blind, because they have sinned against the Lord, and their blood will be poured out like dust, and their flesh like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to deliver them on the day of the Lord's wrath. And he will, and all the earth will be devoured in the fire of his jealousy. For he will make a complete end, indeed a terrifying end, of all the inhabitants of the earth. Chapter 2. The Bible says in Zephaniah chapter 2, gather yourselves together. Gather, O nation without shame, before the decree takes effect. The day passes like the chaff, before the burning anger of the Lord comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger comes upon you. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth, who have carried out his ordinances. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you'll be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger, for Gaza will be abandoned, and Ashkelon a desolation. Ashdod will be driven out at noon, and Ekron will be uprooted. Woe to the inhabitants of the sea coast, the nation of the Kerithites. The word of the Lord is against you, O Canaan, land of the Philistines. And I will destroy you so that there will be no inhabitant. So the sea coast will be for pastures, with caves for shepherds, and folds for flocks. And the coast will be for the remnant of the house of Judah. They will pasture on it. In the houses of Ashkelon, they will lie down at evening. For the Lord their God will care for them and restore their fortune. I have heard the taunting of Moab and the revilings of the sons of Ammon, with which they have taunted my people and become arrogant against their territory. Therefore, as I live, declares the Lord, surely, declares the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, surely Moab will be like Sodom, and the sons of Ammon like Gomorrah, a place possessed by nettles and salt pits, and a perpetual desolation. The remnant of my people will plunder them, and the remainder of my nation will inherit them. This they will have for their pride, because they have taunted and become arrogant against the people of the Lord of hosts. The Lord will be terrifying to them, for he will starve all the gods of the earth. And all the coastlands of the nations will bow down to him, everyone from his own place. You also, O Ethiopians, will be slain by my sword. And he will stretch out his hand against the north and destroy Assyria. And he will make Nineveh a desolation, parched like the wilderness. Flocks will lie down in her midst. All beasts which range in herds, both the pelican and the hedgehog, would lodge in the tops of her pillars. Birds will sing in the window. Desolation will be on the threshold, for he has laid bare the cedar work. This is the exultant city, which dwells securely, who says in her heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. How she has become a desolation, a resting place for beasts. Everyone who passes by her will hiss and wave his hand in contempt. Chapter 3. Woe to her who is rebellious and defiled, the tyrannical city. She heeded no voice. She accepted no instruction. She did not trust in the Lord. She did not draw near to her God. Her princes within her are roaring lions. Her judges are wolves at evening. They leave nothing for the morning. Her prophets are reckless. Her prophets are reckless, treacherous men. Her priests have profaned the sanctuary. They have done violence to the Lord. The Lord is righteous within her. He will do no injustice. Every morning he brings his justice to light. He does not fail. But the unjust knows no shame. I have cut off nations. Their corner towers are in ruins. I have made their streets desolate, with no one passing by. Their cities are laid waste, without a man, without an inhabitant. I said, surely you will revere me, accept instruction, so her dwelling will not be cut off, according to all that I have appointed concerning her. But they were eager to corrupt all their deeds. Therefore wait for me, declares the Lord, for the day when I rise up as a witness. Indeed, my decision is to gather nations, to assemble kingdoms, to pour out on them my burning and my indignation, all my burning anger, for all the earth will be devoured by the fire of my zeal. For then I will give to the peoples purified lips, that all of them may call on the name of the Lord, to serve him shoulder to shoulder. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my worshippers, my dispersed ones, will bring my offerings. In that day, you will feel no shame because of all your deeds by which you have rebelled against me. For then I will remove from your midst your proud, exulting ones, and you will never again be haughty on my holy mountain. But I will leave among you a humble and lowly people, and they will take refuge in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel will do no wrong and tell no lies, nor will a deceitful tongue be found in their mouths. For they will feed and lie down with no one to make them tremble. Shout for joy, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O Israel. Rejoice and exude with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away his judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You will fear disaster no more. In that day, it will be said to Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Do not let your hands fall limp. The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. I will gather those who grieve about the appointed feast. They came from you, O Zion. The reproach of exile is a burden on them. Behold, I am going to deal at that time with all your oppressors. I will save the lame and gather the outcasts. And I will turn their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time, I will bring you in. And even at the time when I gather you together, indeed, I will give you renown and praise among all the peoples of the earth. When I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. This is the word of God to the people of God, and may the Lord add his blessing on the recital of Zephaniah chapter 1 to chapter 3. And so our study of Zephaniah is now officially over. My prayer is that the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance and my remembrance the life-changing truths he had personally taught us, and continue to transform all those who are true born-again believers into the blessed image of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Blessed One. So let's pray as we bring our study to a final conclusion. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the privilege today to take on the challenge of reciting Zephaniah chapter 1 to chapter 3. I thank you, Father God, for the work you have been doing in my personal life, not just to come and teach the word, but to hide it deep in my heart so that you can continue that work even after I have taught it and shared it. So I thank you today for the help of the Holy Spirit that sustained me through the recital. And I praise you and give you all the glory. I think I maybe have left one or two words out, but I thank you so much for your mercy and for your grace in sustaining me to bring this word out to your people in a recital form. Lord, I pray that this will challenge my believing brothers and sisters in Christ to also hide your word in their hearts. The Bible says, How can a young man keep his way pure? And that is not only limited to a young man. It is also limited to us in whatever age we are in life. The only way to keep our hearts pure is to hide your words in our hearts. And so I pray that my example will be a challenge to all of us here and those hearing later to hide the word of God in their hearts, for you to continue to do that divine work of molding and shaping us into Christ-likeness. And Lord, I thank you for this great nation of the United States and the privilege we have the word of God out. Lord, I do pray for a renewal and a revival and repentance in this nation so that your grace, your mercy will continue to be poured out on this nation. However, I know that you can be patient for so long. If we refuse to return to you, you have the right to bring judgment. And Lord, I pray that your people will not be found wanting, lifting up this nation to you, praying for this nation, and trusting that you, the God of the nations, the God of gods, the Lord of lords, the King of kings, will hear us and respond in a way that is according to your will. And now, Lord, I pronounce your blessing upon your people gathered here. May your word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. May you revive us, O Lord, according to your word. May you incline our hearts to perform your statutes forever, even to the end. And all God's people said a hearty and hilarious Amen. Amen. Thank you.